This week, and likely for weeks to come, we're parsing out the state's $212 billion spending plan to understand what it means for New Yorkers. To explain the environmental highlights, we spoke Wednesday afternoon to Liz Moran, Environmental Policy Director for the New York Public Interest Research Group. Welcome back to the show, Liz. I hope you're well-rested and well-read on the hundreds of budget pages that were released this week.
Thanks so much for having me. Yes, very well-rested and well-read.
Excellent. So I want to start with a measure that was in last year's budget but suffered an untimely death at the hands of the Cuomo administration, and that's the Environmental Bond Act, which is back this year. Can you explain how much money we're talking about and how it might end up getting spent?
We were thrilled to see that the governor and the legislature came together again this year and put back on the table the Environmental Bond Act. What's been proposed is a $3 billion Environmental Bond Act, which would go towards a number of initiatives to protect New Yorkers and the environment from the impacts of the climate crisis and to help avert the climate crisis. It would protect our land and water and invest in the communities that need protection. So obviously, we're going to have to spend a lot of money to make sure that New York State has all the resources necessary to fight the climate crisis and protect our communities. So this is a much-needed investment. Last year, a bond act was put on the table, but unfortunately, because of the pandemic, it was pulled back. Now, it's been put forward again, so voters in 2022, so the November 2022 ballot, voters will have the opportunity to approve this bond act, which will be very important to you. There's nothing more critical to invest in than clean air and water.
What do you think about having this ballot initiative in 2022 as opposed to November 2021, which essentially means we're going to delay any spending by another year? The Cuomo administration says the timing of the ballot measure is based on the state's economic recovery and the expected voter turnout in 2022 as opposed to 2021. What do you think of this approach?
Of course, it would have been great to have it on the ballot in 2021. The sooner we can begin spending this funding, the better. It will provide a number of jobs for New Yorkers. It's a critical investment to get New York State going again economically following this pandemic. That said, we're fully confident, be it in 2021 or 2022, this will have voter support. There has been a number of polling done, and we have a good history in New York State of supporting funding initiatives like this because the public gets it. It's a wise thing to invest in our environment and having clean air and water because they are essential to life.
And will the spending that comes from this, is this going to be things that have never been funded in the past, or are we basically just going to be spending more money on things that we already spend money on, but just, you know, at much higher levels?
It'll probably be a combination of both. There are probably initiatives that haven't gotten funding in the past that will now be getting funding, and there will be existing programs and types of projects that we funded, but not nearly enough. For example, water infrastructure might stand to benefit from this bond act. We have existing programs to invest in water infrastructure, but water infrastructure needs in New York State are absolutely tremendous. We're going to need to invest $80 billion over the next 20 years to make sure New York's drinking and wastewater infrastructure is up to date, repaired, and replaced adequately.
What other good environmental news was there in the budget that you're particularly excited about?
Speaking of water infrastructure, New York State has the Clean Water Infrastructure Act, which is a multi-billion-dollar program to fund a number of water initiatives in the state. So we were very pleased to see that the governor and the legislature have included another installment of $500 million for those programs. Very needed. We hope to see increased investments in the years ahead. We also are very pleased to see a $300 million Environmental Protection Fund. The Environmental Protection Fund provides funding for a lot of environmental initiatives, everything from the parks that so many New Yorkers are enjoying in the face of this pandemic, to protecting water quality, climate initiatives, land conservation, and more. It's funded by the Environmental Protection Fund. It creates great jobs for New York, both these programs do. So we were happy to see that there was $300 million for the EPF as well.
The EPF, the Clean Water Money, the Bond Act, those are all retreads from last year's budget. Is there anything that's particularly new or higher levels of spending on the environment in this year's budget?
Not particularly.
Is that disappointing, considering, you know, we're raising additional revenue this year and we've got an influx of federal cash as well?
Yeah, we would have liked to have seen more done in the budget. That being said, there are going to be opportunities outside of the budget to do these things. But speaking of raising revenue, there are a number of things the state probably should have done the budget but still has the opportunity to do this legislative session, is holding polluters financially accountable. I mentioned earlier, to fight the climate crisis in New York, we're going to have to invest the dollars to reflect that, to transition the state off of fossil fuels and towards a green energy future. But that expense should not come at the expense of everyday New Yorkers and everyday taxpayers. For example, the Bond Act, that should be paid for by polluters. And so there are a number of policies the state could pass to do this. The Climate and Community Investment Act, which is a huge structure to create polluter penalties, is one way to do so. Another very simple and straightforward thing the legislature can do is start eliminating the fossil fuel tax subsidies we give out. We give over $1 billion every year in fossil fuel subsidies. And this is an industry that is antiquated and we need to phase out.
You're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with Liz Moran, Environmental Policy Director for the New York Public Interest Research Group. Another program that environmental advocates had hoped to be in the budget, but ultimately was not, was a program dealing with extended recycling responsibility, essentially making producers subsidize the cost of recycling the goods they make and potentially incentivizing them to go with more greener options. Why do you think that fell out?
So extended producer responsibility is a very important concept for the state to move forward with. One of the most well-known cases we have in New York already is our bottle bill, which is a 5-cent deposit on soda and beer and water bottles. Consumers bring those back, and then the producers of those bottles are responsible for recycling them. It's one of the most effective litter reduction and recycling programs we have in the state. So EPR, done well and done right, really important for reducing plastic pollution and ultimately should be effective at reducing the amount of plastic we're producing. So that's what's really key for New York's potential new EPR program. And so it's very complicated. So to get it all done in the budget would have been really difficult to do. So that being said, there is standalone legislation. A number of stakeholders are interested in seeing some changes, like ones I've mentioned, to make sure that the legislation truly reduces the amount of plastic being produced. And we're looking forward to having that discussion and hopefully getting some strong measures accomplished this year to further New York's efforts to reduce plastic waste.
I know a version of this got into one of the One House budgets this year, and environmental advocates wanted something even stronger to be more effective. But we also heard from random groups that would be affected by this. Newspaper organizations, farmers said, you know, this is going to cost me money. Do you think there needs to be a more of a watered-down version to get something done where we carve out lots more producers? Or do you think it's important to toe the line and, you know, stand firm and pass maybe not just what was proposed in the One House budget that didn't become, you know, law, but to even go further?
I think that there's going to need to be a discussion with the various stakeholders. I wouldn't say that means a watered-down version by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that concerns will have to be heard out by the legislature. And now that it wasn't done in the budget, you know, opportunity to have a hearing might be a good avenue to take. I think it's really important that New York State gets this right, because EPR is done in a couple other states and a couple other countries, but they're not necessarily the best models. New York State is viewed as a global leader when it comes to environmental issues. So we really have to make sure we are holding the bar very high for other states and even the country to follow.
The governor's budget included some definitions, which he said were needed to provide clarity to implementing the state's plastic bag restrictions. Did that language make it into the final budget? And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It did not make it into the final budget. So the governor did propose some language to allow for different types of reusable bags to be included in the state law. These reusable bags are a little deceptive. They're usually like a very thick type of plastic, not the same as what people might mistake as a grocery bag, but, you know, like a woven plastic. In fact, some of these reusable bags might even feel like fabric, but very often they're not. They're actually a type of plastic. While these can be genuinely reused for many times, it still would lead to the production of more plastic, which we have to move away from if we're going to, you know, halt the tide of plastic pollution and also fight the climate crisis. So we were happy to see that that wasn't done in the budget. Of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that the issue is over. But that said, we think it's good that it was put off, at least today. The strongest thing would be for New York State to keep the plastic bag ban as it currently is.
So when lawmakers return from whatever break they're going to take after adopting this budget, there's really less than 3 months of time left on the legislative calendar. What do you like to see them do during that time?
They still have an opportunity to make polluters pay. Earth Day will be this month, April 22nd. Part of their Earth Day package should be the legislation to end fossil fuel subsidies in New York State and to institute a polluter penalty through the Climate and Community Investment Act.
We've been speaking with Liz Moran. She is the Environmental Policy Director for the New York Public Interest Research Group. Liz, thank you so much for making the time, and feel free to take a nap now.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.